the night, but we really just looked, since the council meeting, we looked for the first weather window. We weren't quite sure we were going to actually mobilize, but decided to come out this morning and give it a try. So we started at about 4. We actually anticipated it was going to take at least a couple of hours. The idea was that we'd be starting around daybreak, but it ended up only taking about an hour to plate the crane out. The first piece of removal of the statue itself probably started at about 5:30.
Did it go smoothly?
It went really smoothly. Absolutely no damage. They were able to get the base out in 3 separate pieces. So we'll store that right now to see if Canton wants any of those pieces and wherever they choose to relocate it to.
And where is it being stored for the time being?
Right now it's just going to start transit. We're working with Canton on, we believe it's going to start at a restoration company. So as soon as we get the location of that, then we'll get picked up and do
that. But like, where is the statue at this exact moment?
At this exact moment, it's in a city truck. And it was driven off. I assume that it's probably at our courtyard, but we had a couple of locations where we stored at.
Okay. I mean, any plans to put anything in this hole for the time being?
Yeah, we'll certainly fill it with soil and we'll do plantings until we decide. Underneath this planter is the old steps.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen some of those historic photos.
Yeah.
So the council will decide long term. This is not the time of year we want to be doing construction out here. So I assume we'll wait till the dry season and figure out between the Plaza Improvement Task Force and the council's final decision on what happens here.
You say you did this when you had the weather window, but there was nothing about, you know, the early morning hours and not
certainly
wanting to stir up a bunch of people.
Well, mostly
that
was
appealing
just
to you.
Yeah, no, the appealing piece was trying to not disturb business, really.
Okay.
So trying to get in and out before 10 a.m. was really a goal. We did have to close down 9th Street, so we didn't want to be impeding traffic during, you know, regular business, knowing that we were looking for a weather window, knowing it was never going to be able to give a long term, like 2 weeks from Thursday, you know, because of the weather in February and March. So really, our hope was to try to be off the plaza by 10 or so businesses would be open.
What's the timeline with the soil base? You said you were going to put some plants in it. Like, what's the timeline for that, and what follows that, and when?
So the plant piece, just the cleanup of the planter, will occur in the next week or two, you know, as park staff. I assume really within the next few days we'll get some stuff in the planter. And then the Plaza Improvement Task Force right now is in their final stages of their survey work. And part of one of the categories that they'll be making recommendations to the council with a draft report that's scheduled for this summer will be on beautification pieces. So I assume this will be included in that.
If this had happened in a sort of more visible fashion, did the city have any concerns or plans for protest?
We always have contingency plans in place. Really believe that since the vote, what we've seen is this community sort of come around the idea that the vote spoke.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah.
Anything else notable about the process taking it out? Any?
I think we were just very thankful this morning that each piece came out smoothly. This is the last piece now being loaded onto the flatbed here.
Oh, okay.
That
wow.
was the one piece we really wondered about. None of us really knew what was inside each of the pieces.
Yeah.
That one seems to have been filled probably once it was placed.
I mean, is that the base where it says McKinley
uh-huh.
on it? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And the statue is at an undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Very sneaky. All right, Karen. Well, this is an exciting day.
I'm very thankful that it went smooth.
Yeah.
At this point, it became just a construction project, I guess, really.
All right.
But,
well,
yeah, we'll send you photos if you want.
Sure. Well, yeah, we'll take whatever you got.
So I'll try to...
News at LostCoastOutpost.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go back and download stuff, and Katya will get some pictures.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
All right.